Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this hour by Jack Ekblad, Milwaukee County Board Supervisor, and Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. How do Democrats pull it off in 2026? We've been sort of trying to get there. My thesis is this, that I want to read a couple of texts and then get your gentlemen's reactions, is that I think if Democrats speak clearly and try to address the Kirk shooting in a really genuine way, which is that man said some absolutely horrifying things, right, that I absolutely disagree with. And they were, the things that he said were overtly racist and sexist and homophobic and xenophobic and would keep Americans from being able to become the most successful version of themselves, right? That is what we all want to see, is opportunities and people able to realize that their great hopes and dreams. That is, I hope, what can still unify us, the desire to see a place where that is the most possible of any place on the planet. And being able to center that in our political discourse, while at the same time, in a very clear way, saying that is racist, that is homophobic, that is hateful and hurtful, and continue to be clear about that and not get stuck language policing ourselves to death. I think if we do that, we will not be able to speak to the everyday American that feels accurately some economic angst and feeling like it's the system isn't fair, because it's not right now. Jim from Appleton says this: centrists are fine, but I'm completely done with the corporatist. I think we hear you, Jim. Absolutely. Tony, also on the text line, tie it together by power. They are using this to get power. What's the power for? To help billionaires and millionaires. Amen, Tony Z. What is the end result of this going to be? Right? How is MAGA, if they start shutting down these nonprofits and purging the media of anyone that disagrees, do you really think, if you're a working person trying to save that has a paycheck and a boss, do you really think it's going to get better for you? Or do you think it will be the people that control Donald Trump and the MAGA universe, those billionaires, who end up benefiting the most? I think that needs to be a fair question and asked repeatedly. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you've been very patient. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, that we've heard the complaint now about, you know, that Kirk made and not liking the word empathy. And it seems to me that and I guess it was coined back in 1908. I had to look it up. And the concept of it is ancient. I mean, understanding your fellow human being, that what their pains are, what is driving them. And it seems to me that Kirk and some of his allies are experts at, you know, their empathic understanding of the grievances and the pains and the fears that these people have, and they have been exploiting them for decades now. And say rather than directing it at the people who are responsible for the corporatists at the very top, the billionaires, soon to be trillionaires, that they direct it at the least among us in some cases, and at their fellow man, and say, these people are different. These are the people that are responsible for the reason you can't get a job, you can't buy a house. They're the ones that are responsible, rather than the people that have been controlling our economy for their own benefit rather than for the benefit of the masses.
Yeah, I hear you, Mark. I think you're onto something there. Dan, is it going to be possible? Let's take the governor's race. With so many different Democrats, I'm about to have a conversation with Ryan Sternad, who's running, really crowded primary. Is it possible that this isn't going to turn into kind of a bloodbath along this sort of more far left and more centrist tack? And how do we keep Democrats from doing that?
Yeah, I don't really see it playing out that way. I think, you know, we're going to have a lot of different candidates from a lot of different perspectives in Wisconsin. But I think I think there is a, you know, and I got this sense from reporting at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's convention earlier this year, that mm-hmm. Democrats in Wisconsin have figured something out that national Democrats have not. And I think Wisconsin Democrats have not really gotten bogged down in these same types of ideological warfare that we have seen in many places nationally. I think there is room in the big tent for lots of different voices, lots of different perspectives. And as we see, you know, some announcements for Governor Calderoys of Madison announced her candidacy today. I expect we're going to see some more announcements in the coming days, weeks, months, what have you. But I think there is a sense that among Wisconsin Democrats that they have figured something out that national Democrats might still be struggling with.
Mm. Jack Ekblad, Milwaukee County Board Supervisor, you're going to have the last word this afternoon. What say you? How do we keep this from eating ourselves alive here on the left end of the spectrum?
Well, first of all, let me agree with Dan. I'm excited about the crowded primary for governor. People had the same anxiety in 2020, and then in 2024, we didn't have a primary. So I'm firmly on the side of primaries. I also think that we return to good old-fashioned Wisconsin nuts and bolts. And it's not 1 or 2 degrees removed. If your rent has gone up, that is the landlord Donald Trump's fault. If you have lost health care, that is Donald Trump's fault. If you are struggling to pay the bills, Donald Trump is not here to help you. Look at his bill. It only helps billionaires. We need to go block by block with that message.
Block by block. All Trump has done is serve the billionaire class. Thank you so very, very much to my two fine guests this afternoon. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media, creator of The Recombobulation Area. It is available on Substack. Go subscribe right now. And of course, Jack Ekblad, Milwaukee County Board Supervisor for District 4, my friend and now yours. These gentlemen will be back again to have the ongoing question of this political year. How do Democrats push back? Because this is real bad, folks. We're going to talk to one of those Democrats that's thrown his hat in the ring for governor. Ryan Sternau joins me next. He talks about his political conversion from Republican to Democrat, his support of organized labor, and his belief that recycling will solve the climate crisis. All next with me and Mr. Sternau right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.